Hello, Unstoppables. Welcome to the Unstoppable Students Podcast with myself, Ezekiel Ulebo, the Unipod Dropout, and you're welcome to episode 60, yet another milestone episode for us. Now, I want to go real quick into the conversation for the day. So there is this talk around, especially here in Africa, that, and indeed around the world, that education as we know it, the school system as we know it, does not help prepare students for the real world, right? So there is this argument around, is the school system a scam? And I want to answer that from my opinion, and I believe this to be true. Now, first things first, there is no research done that anyone who succeeds in school will not succeed in real life. And there's also no research done that anyone who doesn't succeed in school will do well outside life. Yes, we've had instances of people who dropped out of school because they had a great idea, a great business idea. They went on to do big things, right? And yes, we also know people who did so well in school and they were so blinded to the opportunities that were around them and they just decided to stay within the school system as lecturers, you know. There's also been the argument that a professor in finance and banking, for example, may not even have his finances sorted out. That a professor in business management may not have managed a business for real, you know, and on and on. Now, this is an argument of itself, but I do believe that success in the school system, while it doesn't prepare us, millennials, and indeed students around Africa, while it doesn't prepare us for the real world, there are a few key things that are important. So, first things first, if you do well in school, let's say you got a first class or you got a second class upper, it then means that you were able to learn the system and learn it enough to be able to deliver what was needed to be successful. It means, therefore, that you have learned some success habits and you've applied it in the school system. Now, it doesn't end there. Where I feel a lot of people who succeed in school go wrong is they succeed in school and then they feel someone owes them something. So they now feel, okay, I have a first class, so I need a job from my government. I need a job from my school. You know, I got a first class, so I think I deserve to be here and not there. Oh, I got a first class, so someone who got a 2-1 should not even be able to compete with me. That's the mistake that they make. You have achieved success to a certain point of your life and you got your first class, you got your 2-1. But that's success from activities in the past. Now you have to duplicate the system, duplicate the success habits that you've learned, and work it into your new career path, whether it's a job, whether it's politics, whether it's a business, right? Whether it's volunteering, whether it's sports, whatever it might be. So it's in continuing your development as a human via personal development, via mentorship, via growth. It's in continuing your development that your next phase will be assured. So to that extent, I really believe that doing well in school will not stop you from doing well in the real life. However, people like myself who do well in school, we usually fall short. And let me say we, even though I didn't fall short in that area, but we usually fall short in thinking that because we've gotten what we've gotten, then some doors should be open for us. And that's not totally correct. And in one of the last few episodes, I shared how that no one owes you anything. That even you're the best in your school, nobody owes you a dime. Nobody owes you a dollar. Nobody owes you an award or a platform. You do need to take yourself and begin to duplicate your success in other fields. Like I've done with myself, I, from day one of graduating as my university's overall best graduating student, I never sat down to begin to think, okay, great. What does the University of Port Harcourt owe me? Okay, great. What does the government owe me? Never for one day. Because remember, I'm a dropout. I am the Unipod dropout. So I only came back to school to prove that I was not a failure. And I learned that and have confirmed that. And it has boosted my ego. And now I'm on to other things. All right. And now my new mission is inspiring other students across Africa to be able to do big things for themselves, to be able to move from some form of failure and mediocrity to some form of success, whatever success would mean for them. So I'm duplicating the success habits I learned from school, from my mentors and all of that, and I'm building another aspect of my life. I'm building the next phase of my life. And hopefully, even though they don't give first class degrees in the world of business and in the world of passion, but I do feel like I'm doing a lot of good job, and I know I can do way better. All right, so guys, the school system is not a scam in itself. Yes, the school system has its shortfalls, but we cannot blame the system. Remember, we are unstoppables, and as unstoppables, nothing and no one can stop us. And also, in achievement of our goals, we cannot blame, we cannot complain, we cannot give excuses. So to that extent, we can't even complain about the school system. If we complain, will the school system get better? The answer is no. People have been complaining before us, right? However, can we do big things despite the fact that the school system, or indeed any other systems in our African countries, aren't working? The answer is yes, we can still do big things. So to that extent, please forget about any excuses that you might want to give around the school system and all of that, and focus on your growth and your next level and your goals. You are unstoppable. Nothing and no one can stop you. I'd love to have your feedback on Unstoppables. Please drop by on Instagram. I am at Ezekiel Ulebor, EzekielUlebor, at Ezekiel Ulebor. Thank you so much, Unstoppables around the world. Please remember that you are the best and you are unstoppable. God bless you.